ask that you will move us one step closer to the fulfilling of these prophecies in our lives because you engage us in the process. In Jesus' name, everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, great. Have a seat. All right. Do you guys like my shirt?
Yeah.
Is this a ridiculous shirt or what? This is like a crazy shirt. You know why I bought this actually, I don't know, about a month ago. I was in Prague and there's a store that I found in Madrid and I love the store. They got the craziest clothes. And so at the last minute, the lady I was traveling with, Madame Droulard, said, "Oh, there's your store, Joe." And I'm like, "Oh, it is." It was the last day and I had all this like Czech Republic money left over and I had to get rid of it. So I went in and I bought this shirt. But you know why I'm wearing it today? It's because there's writing all over this thing, all right? And God's word is something he wants to write on our hearts. And actually, I bought the shirt and I came home and I wore it to school and one kid says, "Do you know what your shirt says?" And I said, "No, I didn't read it." He said, "Well, it says something bad." So I found it. I got it tucked in now, you can't see it. And I took a black marker and I wrote all over the bad thing. It wasn't really bad, but it wasn't really good, okay? So I wrote all over it so you couldn't read it anymore. And then I wrote up here, "Jesus rules." Can you say yeah?
Yeah!
Yeah, Jesus rules. Doesn't he rule?
Yeah!
Dylan, you're so cool. All right, so yeah, so Jesus, theoretically, and I have to say that, theoretically, Jesus rules because the truth of the matter is sometimes we don't let him rule, okay? And that's really kind of an ugly truth that, is brought out in Scripture continually, okay? So we just want to be aware of the fact that in reality, Jesus rules, but sometimes it seems like he doesn't because sometimes our own sin rules. Okay, I gotta pull this up for a minute because I gotta do something. All right, there we go. Just enough. How many of you love the idea of time travel? Does that sound cool? I know. Thank you, middle schoolers. Okay, good. Okay, so time travel. Thank you, middle schoolers and Ben. Okay, time travel. Time travel is like really crazy. How many of you have seen the movie Back to the Future? Yeah. Oh, I love that movie. All three of them, okay? They're really fun. It's hilarious. Now, check this out. Can anybody guess where I bought this?
Walmart.
Somewhere.
Can anybody guess where it's made?
China.
Exactly, okay. Well, that's where I bought it. All right, check this out. Check this out. This is, like, so cool. Look, it's got a little flashlight. Check it out, okay? Yeah, like, you could get, like, under your covers at night, you know, with a comic book. And you could just like wear a hat and you could stick this on your hat and just put the little light down. Okay, that's pretty cool. Watch this, watch. I got another one here. This is so cool. Yeah, look. Where'd it go? Can you see it? Oh, wrong one. Oh, yeah. There it is. Okay, look. There we go. Watch. Okay, now watch this. Are you ready for this? It's incredible. Watch.
Is it going slow?
Are you watching? I am beaming all the way out into outer space. I know. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now, here's the deal. This, okay, I can beam across to that wall. But when I go out the window, it goes on and on and on and on and on for like ever. Now, here's the deal. If I could beam this out there like this, okay, and I could take, you know, Dylan, he's been real proactive today. If I could just get Dylan to jump on top of this little beam and run faster than the speed of light, Dylan would end up running so fast that he would jump out in front of, okay, the past, all right? It would be this incredible time travel thing because everything that's happening right now is light that is traveling. And if I get in front of that light, okay, I can see what happened in the past and in the future. It's like part of time travel. It's how this whole thing works. Well, guess what the scripture says? The scripture says that God is light. I don't know how that works. I don't understand the physics of it. But I do know that he sees the future. I know that he saw the future. And I know that he planned on Jesus Christ coming to this earth to change this world, to change our lives, and to usher in his kingdom, and to make this planet like the Garden of Eden all over again, okay? Where there was complete peace and complete harmony. I think that is very, very cool. And I would love to live that kind of life myself. I think it'd be awesome. I was gonna try to find some soundtrack and play some really like time travel music and turn the lights off and have us close our eyes and just imagine. But you know what, here's the deal. As we go on this study, you're gonna figure this out, that you actually have the power to prophesy your very own future based on the decisions that you make in everyday life, all right? It's a very, very cool thing. When we get there, you'll get this in its entirety, okay? Now listen, the prophet saw and the prophets still see, because prophecy is a gift to the church and it's not over with, okay? The prophets of old saw what was in the future. Moses was shown things that had happened thousands of years earlier. That's the only way he could write the book of Genesis. That's how Moses could tell the story about the creation of man, is because God showed him the past. He time traveled in a sense with his eyes and his vision. He could see it. Ezekiel was taken out of his body so that God could give him a tour, scary portion of scripture, of the idolatry that was going on all over Israel and in the minds of the leaders of the people. God can show us things in the past and things in the future. John, the writer of Revelation, time traveled in his mind through the revelation of the Lord, where God showed him the unfolding events of the end times. So time travel, very, very interesting, very interesting. The prophecies about Christ. And what I did was I went through scripture, check it out, and I collected all of these. There are so many prophecies about Christ coming, and I think it's really kind of cool, all right? Here we've got, it was prophesied he'd be the seed of a woman, the descendant of Jacob, okay? The descendant of Jesse from the tribe of Judah, okay? And that he would shepherd his people. This list goes on and on and on and on. He'd be worshipped by shepherds. He'd be honored by great kings. There would be a slaughter of children. He'd take off and go to Egypt for a while, okay? Look at this. It goes on and on and on. Now listen, why do you care? Why do you care? As I was preparing this, I was thinking of you guys, and I thought, well, why do they care that God said this was going to happen, and it happened? Have a nice day. Let's all go home. Why do we care? Let's check it out, okay? Look at this one. It's easier for me to read it over here, all right? It says here, go and report to John what you have heard and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, okay? The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. This is incredible. All right? These are prophecies, fulfillment of prophecies in Scripture. And you know what? Those things still happen today. All right? If you go down to the second bullet here, it says, behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. Get this. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall proclaim justice to the Gentiles. World justice is part of God's gospel and the plan, all right? These go on and on and on. Look at all these. Unbelievable, in a sense. It's just kind of a term, all right? His triumphal entry, his authority. He was adored by infants. He wasn't believed in. He was a shepherd of the scattered sheep. He was betrayed by a close friend. That's ugly. He was betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, written thousands of years before he came. And all of these prophecies came true. All right? He was silent before his accusers. He was spit on. Okay? This is incredible. He was scourged. All right? Unbelievable stuff. He was sneered at and mocked. He was reproached. It goes on and on and on. Now, here's the deal. God said, this is what's going to happen. It happened. But some of it hasn't happened yet. And what God is looking for is a people